always in a place where she could come out with a country album.
Yes, thank you. She had that currency.
Lots of words.
Yeah, R&B.
Yeah.
What we wanted from her. And she's just now, what, 8 or 9 albums in.
Right.
Releasing a country
album. And let me tell you another thing. Beyonce's biggest mistake on her career, honestly, was she didn't have enough currency to do that I Am Sasha Fierce pop album. She didn't have enough currency. And guess what she did? She's a Virgo. She sat back and was like, hold up.
What do you mean she didn't have enough currency? Listen, as far
no. That album, okay, so that album was considered kind of, that album's kind of considered like Beyonce selling out, like singing songs like Halo and all, like it was like a black girl from Destiny's Child.
Yeah,
Lady Gaga. It was like that. She went over there.
Okay.
And niggas didn't go with her.
Nope.
Because she didn't have the currency she has now. Right. And then she came back with that four with album.
A nigga album.
And a nigga album. And white people said it was a flop.
Right, they did.
They said it was a flop because it only went like 1.5 million.
Love on top. Okay.
Love on top. Yeah. Party. Fucking mm-hmm. all those records. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the nigga album. That was her saying, oh shit.
I gotta go back to my people.
White people was looking like, what is she doing? Right. And then she came and dropped that Beyonce album with the Drunken Love. Ooh. And then she came back on that slut energy. Like, it's like she ain't never talked like that. She became nigga. The four album was black.
Yeah.
The Beyonce album was nigga.
Right. And then the Lemonade album was Negro.
Yes.
Negro. Atlanta nigga.
That's what she got.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, aka The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Hello, everyone. It's your K Verdian Queen Dream.
It's your boy Burgundy Jack.
Do you do that every show?
No, he does something different every show. This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee. Chaz laughing again. You ever watch The Simpsons? You know, at the end of every episode, at the beginning of the intro, they always do something different. Every time he does something, everything is different. We never know what's coming. I'm Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and this is the Culture Report presented by the God Show. And today we have a very special guest that I anytime he's in town, I'm like, you got a seat on this couch because he's funny as fuck, shit talker like me, and he's just my dog. Let's give it up for Latroy Davis. Let's go.
Thank y'all.
He don't even win the intro. Fuck you, Ray. So listen, let's get into it. I'm excited.
Okay, so let's get into it.
What are we talking about today?
You know, since Troy's here, we're going to start off. You know, I was scrolling on Instagram.
Oh, Lord.
And I had seen a post that Tiffany Redd had made about how artists don't write their songs. They try to take publishing from songwriters. And you had commented on
it. I ain't going to lie. Troy kind of, Tiffany's a homie, but Troy kind of cooked her.
Let me hear Troy. Okay, I don't know what you did. I want to hear. Go ahead.
Tiffany, her red wig.
Ooh, not the wig.
No, because a few years ago,
you're so funny, bro.
No, because she was talking about the same thing for so many years, and it's just like maybe you should find a new job. But and she tried to like it's just a lot, but she was talking about how artists sometimes will, even if they didn't actually write on the record,
they want publishing,
and she's just like, that's not fair. But the thing is, when you decide to start selling your music, it's not about what's fair and your feelings and what you think about your art. It is now a business transaction.
Right.
So if you want somebody to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning to start getting glam to go sing your record on Good Morning America, I'm going to need 10% of that publishing to get up that early in the morning.
That part.
I have to sell the record. Once you write the record, your job is done.
Right.
Right.
I have to sit on the set for 3 days and film the video for free.
Right.
You're about to give me 15% for that. Or, like I said, go give the record to Tiffany Evans and good luck.
Damn.
Because I'm pretty sure she doesn't want any publishing, right?
But it might not go nowhere.
It might. Now, and then she's going to say, you know, Electric Red, Tiffany Red, whatever her name. She said that's why she doesn't work with Beyonce. And I said, well, wait, did Beyonce say she wants to work with you? Like, did you get the call? No, it was just really interesting because
it's crazy.
Did she get the call from Beyonce?
Like, did she text you? Like, well, that's why I don't work with B. Well, I didn't know that. I was on like first name basis. But no, it's like the music business really is not run any differently than every other business.
Right.
Like, if this is the fee,
that's a great point. Go there. Yeah, I love that. Like, that's great.
If you're accepting this fee, you're saying that, you know what, I'm going to give up 20% because I do want to be on Beyonce's album. You can't come back 5 years later and complain that you gave Beyonce 20%.
Mm. Yeah.
Just like if you want to sell your car for $10,000, you're like, I want 10 G's for my car.
Sounds like she spent all her money.
Go ahead, Troy, because I'm going to jump in there. I didn't want that. By the way, Troy, I love Troy, because Troy just goes. Go, Troy. I'm going to come after you. Go, Troy.
I'm talking about people's coin because, you know,
yep.
You can have it one day.
I'm not talking. I'm just saying.
No, I was giving an analogy.
Go ahead. Give your analogy.
So you want to, you know, you go to CarMax, you're like, yo, I want 10,000. They're like, no, we only give you 9. You're like, no, I want 10. And they're like, we're only going to give you 9. And you accept the 9. You can't come back 6 months later and mm-hmm. be mad and that you only got 9. You accepted this 9, although you wanted 10.
Right.
So if you're accepting somebody taking 10% of your publishing, don't come back when the record has blown up and, you know, it's number one for 11 weeks and now you want your 10% of your publishing back. Just like you can't go to CarMax and be like, yo, I need that 1,000 back. You know, I changed my mind.
Yeah, now
I want my money back because that's what I really wanted.
Or going on Instagram saying CarMax should have gave me 10,000, but they only want to give me 9 and fuck CarMax and nobody. And it's like,
CarMax,
that's your experience.
That was your decision.
Okay. So can I get on Tiffany Red? Cause I love where you're going. Cause I don't even look at it like that. So me being someone that has managed Songwriter of the Year 2024, not songwriter,
not like
2012,
right?
We was
2024,
there.
2 months ago,
we was there.
A month ago, not even a month ago.
2012, that's the last time Tiffany had a placement, right?
Oh,
well, I don't know, but I'm gonna say this though.
No,
listen, Troy's my nigga, he funny as hell. That's why I want him on the show because nobody makes a nigga laugh like this nigga. This nigga just he's sharp, quick. But here's my thoughts: as a person that has managed a songwriter that has given publishing away probably 85% of the time. First of all, there's so many vantage points. And I hate that she did that. Yeah. And by the way, Tiffany doesn't like me anymore. We was cool, but she called me one day and cursed me out because I said something about the Puff and Cassie thing and she didn't agree, so she cursed me out. Mm. In front of my son, hung the phone up on me. Damn. My son was like, who is that girl? I said, that's somebody. And this is what I said to my son verbatim, but I don't give a fuck how she feels. I said, that's somebody that didn't make it as far as daddy and is mad at daddy's opinion. Because if I was a homeless guy, she wouldn't have cursed me out like that. She wouldn't have gave a fuck what I thought.
Right. Yeah.
She only cared what I thought because of what I've done. But what I've done is done because of what I thought.
And how you do business.
That's the difference. So for me, first of all, there's a lot, I got to get into this, a lot of angles. So first of all, if I was talking to Tiffany, you sound crazy because here's why you sound crazy. Because you're complaining about someone else's ecosystem that you can't be a part of. It's their ecosystem. Mm-hmm. If I want to put my product in Target and Target is like, here's what we're giving you.
Right.
I'm not going to go on a rant about Target. I'm going to just go to Walmart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to go to Dollar Tree or BJ's, I'm going to go to Kohl's.
I'm going
to
find on a rant about
I'm a
it.
Hustler. And when you're a hustler, you don't have time to figure out what's against you. You got to figure out ways around that shit.
Yeah,
so my thing is this.
You deal with Target.
Yes.
And then you have leverage going forward.
That's my point. Right. So even now, by the way, did a song on Beyonce. Whatever publishing she got, she deserved. And we didn't argue a word. Because Beyonce is, and I hate, if I was Tiffany's manager, I would tell her this. 200 years from now, no one is going to be talking about you.
Mm-mm.
They're gonna be having pictures of Beyonce on their wall, like Nefertiti or digital pictures.
Cleopatra type shit.
Cleopatra type shit.
Yeah.
200 years from now.
200 days from now.
Yeah, I'm saying. By the way, she got it now.
Right.
But you're right though, Troy. I'm just. What I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to talk to her as if I was her manager. If I was your manager, 200 years from now, Beyonce is gonna be on the wall. She's gonna be one of the most famous humans to ever live, and you could have had a piece of that history. I don't look at this work we did on Beyonce as a way to get rich. That was a statement. Mm-hmm. When Beyonce takes your song, that's an I made it moment.
Yeah.
She gonna take what she wants, but now nobody else can. Because nobody's her.
Right?
But the reality is that she says, all I wanna do is write songs. Then fucking write. Fucking write. There are fucking 52 million songs uploaded a year.
Right.
7,000 of them are from major artists.
Right.
The other 51,993,000 is from fucking regular people who would love to have a songwriter who wrote for Zendaya and whoever else you wrote for writing a song for them.
But that's the thing, she don't want to just write.
Hear me out. Hear me out. That's what they want. But you don't want that. You want people to do business with you the way you think they should do business with you. Now, let me give you another way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, let's say you wrote a song for Beyonce, right? You wrote the whole song and produced it. You own 100% of the record, right? Mm-hmm. Beyonce is signed to a major label, right? When it's time to get cleared, they clear pub and master. So say if Donald Trump wants to use your song for his campaign,
mm-hmm.
if you are not a writer on that song, you can't not approve it.
Right.
So even if artists need their names in the lyrics, because when it's time for their song, they might not want to be a part of that.
Exactly.
They might feel like that's funny. My song was serious. I don't want to make fun of that. They might feel so artists should have a piece of publishing on their own record. Every artist, even if it's 1%. Now, if you want to work with Usher, Usher is Usher. You're going to give up a bigger percentage. And by the way, if you think the song is such a smash, cut it on a 16-year-old version of Usher and let it go crazy. Because I will say this fucking clearly. Before we got to a Beyonce placement, all of our placements was new artists.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, all of our placements was new artists.
Right.
So, nigga, whether it's Lizzo before anybody knew Lizzo was, whether it was fucking IS, who no one knows or knew, it was Sean Kingston, who was brand new. Jennifer Hudson's second record, Neo did Spotlight, we did the second one. Like, all our placements were on new artists.
Right.
There is not a shortage of artists to write songs for.
I agree.
There's a shortage of superstars to write songs for, because the short list, you got to be fucking great to get on there.
Right.
And you got to prove you great. And the minute that people seen you becoming an activist, standing outside of Universal with a fucking bullhorn saying pay songwriters, the minute that everybody said, okay, she went a little too far. Because there's a way to get shit done. Because I will tell you this. Since the day I managed Teron, he's got paid. First song I sold. And by the way, I sold it because Akon wanted publishing. Akon was like, Akon gets 10% on every record. I'm like, okay, cool. We give you a piece of our 40%, but I need $5,000 because I need to pay the bills.
Right.
Akon wrote us a check right there on the spot, $5,000. Every time an artist came to me and said they wanted publishing, I said, okay, what are you going to pay for that?
Right.
They always pay.
Right.
That's how my guys got paid.
Right.
So for me, it's like, I just hate that. I just hate that someone whose track record says they are a above average songwriter. Not a great songwriter. Your track record, not how good you say you are. Your track record. How many records have you sold? What's your biggest hit? That determines how many rooms you get into and your behavior.
Right.
So if I see you acting like that, I don't want you around me.
Right.
You gonna call me out when shit don't go right. And that's not. And by the way, I've been sitting on the show.
She bigger than what she is.
Listen, I've been sitting there talking for fucking over 18 months now, maybe a year and a half. Just made it. A year and 7 months. And nigga, I know everything. I don't need to say that. You wanna know I need to say that? I'm fucking great.
Right.
I know all the secrets. I know who was doing who robbed who fucked who did who. I know everything.
Right.
Nigga, I would never sat in this chair and air somebody out.
Yeah.
Because business is always business. And business can't get done unless somebody signs off on it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you signed off on it. Now sit the fuck down and shut up.
But
and
she wasn't. Who was she airing out? She didn't work with Beyonce.
She said Zendaya. She said, pull it up. She said she gave Zendaya 10% and Zendaya didn't write the record.
Knew that when you signed the split sheet.
That's my point.
Why are you acting surprised?
It's because, listen, I don't care. She can curse me out. She's going to probably call me all types of names. But let me tell you something. There's two types of perspectives. There's the winner's perspective. There's the loser's perspective. And mind you, I've been a loser before. Yeah. And me being a loser, the one thing I learned from losing was how to win from the winners. Yeah. What did they do right that I didn't do right? And nigga, once we learned that, we got in the rooms, we got hits. I got hits out right now. I got Justin Timberlake single out, Usher A-Town Girl out. We got records everywhere. And nigga, I don't even feel the need to brag on it because I'm so great, I expect it. Nigga, Troy, I don't think there's, nothing happening on the music side that I don't expect because I put in the work.
Right.
Complainers complain because they didn't do the work that they needed to do to win. They thought that they did the work they thought they had to do.
Right.
And that's the problem. Your perspective on the game is your perspective. The game is the game, whether you in it or not. Absolutely. There will, and you know, I told Teron, there will be a songwriter that will give up 20% every time. Do you want the opportunity or do you not?
Right.
Because let's be clear, being on Beyonce is being goated.
Right. Right.
Having a number one record is being goated.
Right.
Nigga, and that's the game. And nigga, Beyonce, I'm gonna take words. Beyonce, we was on that Lemonade album and didn't get tickets and had to pay for tickets to go see her perform shit. Nigga, that, by the way,
There's no comps for Beyonce.
Beyonce is the machine. If she says your name, your life just changed. Right. And now you out here talking shit about her. And like Troy says, she didn't need, did she even call you? She even call you?
That's the thing.
How about this? Let me take it further. Let me say one thing. The guy that signed her was on this show. Sat right here when I had the desk here and said, I signed her, but she wasn't that good. Mm. And she's still mad. I got info on you. That's who you want to be. Mm. Go be Jesse Jackson Jr. We don't need Jesse Jackson. I'm not being funny, because that's how Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton made their money. Right. They would call people out, shake them down, and take a cut. If that's what you're doing, go do that. By the way, I'm on the front line of songwriters getting paid. I'm on the fucking front line.
That part.
I want songwriters to get paid, because I am that. Right. But nigga, everybody don't deserve to get paid.
Yeah, why does she think she's gonna get like baby face treatment?
And you gotta earn that, Troy. Talk your shit. By the way, Troy, you can talk now. Go off.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I'm gonna shut up. Thank go.
No. But no, it's just like, again, to compare to other industries, you can't come into a business as an assistant and want a CEO salary. Mm. You have to work your way up to that. You have to sacrifice some things.
Yes.
It's not gonna be pretty, it's not nice, but once you get to that point, you are able to demand 100% of your publishing. You can't demand 100% as an assistant writer. That's basically what you are, because you're not a superstar. Nobody knows you. Nobody says, oh, wait, such and such is working with Tiffany Ray. We have to hear that. We need to hear that right now. But if somebody says, yo, Babyface is working with this new artist, it's like, I want to hear it. Babyface is amazing.
Yeah.
And even Babyface gives away publishing, because he knows he's going to write a hit. She don't want to give away publishing because she knows she's not going to write a hit.
So she's trying to make her money.
You know what I'm saying? If you know, like, what's 80% of $100 million is a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
And zero.
Why would you be 50% of zero, giving somebody 20%?
I'm doing very well in life getting percentages. Because those pennies start to add up.
Right.
But if you complain about the penny you got, you ain't gonna get the next one tomorrow.
Right.
And that's the only way to get rich in this shit.
That's
true.
You
gotta stay in it. And people, like I'm telling you, we're gonna have a lot of people who the game wasn't good to them in their mind. They thought they was there, but they wasn't. And they're gonna be acting out against people who won. But I will tell you this. Have we ever heard of a player, has there been one player ever that's out the NBA or NFL that's playing overseas saying, I would play in the NBA if they just let us do that. Nigga, the NBA is like, go, nigga. You want to play by rules? Go. The music. Every artist is their own NBA team. When you come, now mind you, if they called you, if you called me, nigga, you gonna have to fight me for some publishing, but you gonna pay me first.
Right.
But if I called you, I gotta play by your rules. And like you said, who's calling you?
Right.
Because I know they're calling me, and I still know that publishing is a part of it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you guys a little thing that we would do to really help artists, because when you write for artists, it should be a collaboration. Mm-hmm. It should be. Nigga, we would write the song. I'm not gonna say which ones. By the way, it's a couple of hits that I could tell you right now. I could play you the demo. We would write the song and give the song, the demo to the artist. Do you want the song? Yes, I want the song. You can change anything you want, but no matter what you change, you're only getting 10%.
Yeah.
And now they understand. I don't give a fuck if you change 20 words or 10 words.
Right.
I'm going to give you 10% of the song to make it your own. Make it your own, but you're only getting 10. By the way, I can tell you some funny stories about, and artists are some motherfuckers. Some motherfuckers. It's one in my head. I'm like, nigga,
they like hustlers
y'all
in the music industry. Huh? They like hustlers.
No, nigga, listen. Songwriting. Listen, bro. When we did a remix of a record, they wanted to do a remix. They was like, Ray, man, such and such gonna get on it, but they need a percentage. And I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do? And he said, everybody said no. And I was like, okay, what you want? I said, man, Ray, I need 2% for the artist. 2%?
2%.
Okay, cool. How much you thinking? 50,000. I could do that. Right. When you want me to send an invoice? Nigga, he said, you don't have to call Teron to ask him? I said, nigga, I've been managing nigga 19 motherfucking years.
Right. I'm telling
you. Nigga, Teron, you got 2%. He was like, cool. I said, I got you 50K for it. Nigga, that's why I love you, Ray. What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniel Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
But see, that right there is also a good point, the separation between the art and the business.
Right.
A lot of times, artists, and not just like, speaking of artists as producers and songwriters, right? Artists want to do the business too. And you're letting your feelings as an artist
can't get emotional
get in the way
with the business.
Of the business. And that's why you're sitting at home on Instagram, because you are confusing your feelings and how you feel things should be. With the business.
What things really are.
Right. So that's why you ain't even have to call him, because you're like, I do the business. He does the writing. What am I calling him for?
And he's cool. And he knows. We've been doing this for years. That's the game,
it's
bro.
Another one tomorrow. It's another
game,
one next
bro.
Week.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like, I just hate that complaining energy. I just hate that victim energy.
Yeah.
If you that fucking good, go be good for somebody else and show the world and make Beyonce come to you and say, I'm sorry, I didn't know you was that good. I don't want no publishing. Because I guarantee you, when whoever works with, what's my girl name? The biggest songwriter, the girl, white woman, Diane Warren.
Oh, yeah, she controls, she calls the shots.
Oh, no, nigga. She don't even give the producer publishing.
Right. That's a work for hire.
She writes the song by herself. And does a work for hire for you.
Mm-hmm.
The label pays you $30,000 to produce the song. Here's your 3 points, 4 points, whatever you charge. I own 100% of the publishing. 100%, and that's so you got to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't think that Diane Warren ain't got fucked in her career.
Right.
Don't think Ray and Teron ain't got fucked. Don't think everybody in this bitch didn't get fucked in their career, my nigga. But I will tell you this: your man went on record and said, I wrote this record by myself for Beyonce.
Who said that?
Neo.
Oh.
Neo.
Now see how I get some of this stuff.
Well, I met you working for him. That's what I'm saying. I met you working for Neo. That's how I know you. Yeah. But my point is, Neo went on the radio and said, oh, Irreplaceable. They said, you wrote that with Beyonce. He said, no, I wrote that by myself. And he was like, well, she's on the writing credits. Well, she helped. Now I arranged it. I wrote it. I did it all by myself. Has anybody seen Beyonce in concert? She doesn't perform Irreplaceable for that reason. And Neo,
oh, I never knew that.
Nigga, she don't perform Irreplaceable?
I know she doesn't perform it, but I didn't know that.
Nigga, she don't perform
it
to show him that's how small that song is to my catalog. That was the biggest song of my career, and I don't even have to perform it. Beyonce is a motherfucking Virgo.
Yeah.
Beyonce is a fucking Virgo, nigga.
Petty.com.
We are different.
Yeah.
You fuck with us, we will show. fact that one of the people that supported her organization was Sony Publishing. Mm. I just know that for a fact because she told me, like, Sony was supporting her. Guess who's the A&R on every Beyonce album?
Big John.
Big John. Mm. What is Big John's title?
President. Oh, no, he did. Like,
chairman of Sony Publishing. Mm. You just Sony fucked music, up your... Right. You, that's why sometimes I hate when people like, you don't know who I'm connected to. Me right. and Troy ain't got to see each other for a year. If that nigga call me and need me, am I what you need?
Right.
No, so my sure. thing is, mm-hmm. you might be fucking with him, don't even know. We know each other.
Right. Yeah.
So when you fucking with people, you fucking with the people that love them also.
Exactly. Right.
Equal and that's system. Why I don't fuck with people. And I love everybody and I stay out the way. Because I don't know. I just cursed a nigga out. I just cursed a nigga out a couple days ago. Because this artist did this slick move. Some industry shit, I'll tell y'all. So basically what happened was that we wrote a song. We signed on to executive produce this group's album. And in doing so, I said, if you want to work with Teron, you got to do everything at our studio with our team and our people. Of course, they want Teron, you're going to come up. They came, and this guy was associated with someone that worked here. So it's like Troy here. Like, nigga, you Troy, you sit down. Christian is right there. He could come sit down. I don't give a if you with me, nigga, everything you got, as long as I'm not a money mean on business, it's like, right. nigga, this seat yeah. is yours. So he comes, and we do the songs with the girls, and then this dude is there. Toronto's like, yo, you a hoe girl? Nigga, coming up on my right. Coming right. up on my right. We forgot he was there, y'all. He did minor shit. Then all of a sudden, here come this manager who I don't know, who I know now. That's what I'm bringing 360, who I know now. Calling the label, emailing the label saying, hey, my guy was working on that project. We need to know what the publishing and the business is.
Mm.
Why the fuck would you hit the label? The label didn't invite you to the table.
Right.
I invited you to the table. Mm. Right. And who the fuck is this nigga hitting the label when I thought she was your manager?
Right.
And he's like, so I call him. Who? Well, she's not my manager. She ain't your manager? So why the fuck I been letting you record in my studio for the last 3 fucking months for free, nigga? Every day. You think I would have let you record if you told me she ain't your manager?
Yeah, that's why he didn't tell you, though.
This is why I don't play. I was like, would you have said that? Nah, I know you wouldn't, nigga, because I wouldn't give you free studio time if you wasn't with my people.
Right. Mm.
So now you gonna hit people, nigga, you hear me? Don't play with me, nigga, and I'm gonna give you the percentage you gonna get, nigga, because you really didn't write shit. So sit your fucking ass down. That's why you ain't make it. And now, and I'm on the phone with a guy. I was at the Celtics game. My boy got me tickets, courtside tickets.
Shut up, Boston.
My boy calls me and says, yo, Ray, I got the tickets for you. I was like, you got the tickets? He was like, Ray, I just need one favor. Whatever you need, bro, I got you. He said, it's a young man who manages a young man that just did some violating things to you. Mm-hmm. And I was just bust out laughing. And he was like, and I heard you went crazy on him. I said, I did. He said, but the manager's a good guy. Can you get on the phone with him? Mm-hmm. Got on the phone with him. I said, I still don't fuck with that little nigga though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I fuck with you. You cool. That's a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes you be trying, niggas not understanding. Mm-hmm. That's a relationship, right. nigga. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about that. My relationships are everything. So when I see people moving, and if you do move sideways, and we can go to the next one, I know. If we do move sideways, the one thing I will say is that if you do move sideways, then nigga, I'm going to allow you to run down the wrong hall, fuck yourself over, and stay the fuck out the way. The most I might say is, hey, man, I wouldn't try Troy if I was you. That's what I would say. Hey, you tried him? Hey, nigga, don't come to me.
If you let him
I
told you. He is coming for that way.
I'm just using your name as an example.
No, I'm saying, but it's not my fault if I react to what you did or
that's
what
my point.
Say.
Yeah.
Every action is a reaction.
But
bad energy scares the money away. Bad energy will always scare the money away. If you're a crier, if you're a complainer, if you're a snitch. Bro, I wrote a letter to help people, and it still fucked my relationships up because I was trying to help people. People don't like disruptors. By the way, I don't give a fuck no more, but I'm saying I disrupt with purpose.
Right.
You know why I could disrupt right now? Because I was on that fucking Grammy stage 2024. Right. And we won Record of the Year 2023. And I got, that's why I can flex.
Right.
Because I done it. If you haven't, sit your ass down. All writers ain't created.
Period.
Now let's go to the next subject.
To the left, to the left.
Period, that part. Okay.
You know she's going to get the clicking and clacking on that internet.
She's going to go crazy.
Sharing that weed.
She will be out.
How she going to put that wig on?
And guess what? If she was sitting here, I'd tell her to her face. Matter of fact, Tiffany,
I got to see this one.
Matter of fact, Tiffany, you're welcome to come to the show.
Oh, I'm coming.
Please. No. And by the way, I don't have no problem with her. She has a problem with me. But you liked me because I was a free thinker. What attracted you to me as a, like, not like that, but as like, I want to be cool with him, is Ray thinks like me. But as soon as you saw me not think like you on one subject, I became your enemy. You think I'm gonna let you back into my life and be my friend again? You showed me your true colors. Absolutely. Nigga, if I said something about you or your mama, come crazy on me. Right. I was talking about some shit that ain't gotta do with us.
Right.
I'm just talking on a culture report. Exactly. And you mad I said that about them. Nigga, you get on your Instagram and say something. And she did. And she that's the other time she went viral. She always goes viral bringing up other people's names.
Stuff. You got to bring up like
Puff is just, like I was there with Cassie. And it's like, come on, bro. Like, we all was there. Who cares? It's not our business.
Like, why are you just now saying something? Because it's popping. Like, if you really had an issue with it, nigga, why you didn't bring it to the
before
forefront?
She did. Before she did. Mm. Cassie, you sit down, bitch. I'm going to stand up for you.
I got you.
You're acting this, right? Yeah. That's what you should have did.
You should have been acting. How about that?
You should have what?
She should have been acting. If you acting, you're acting. Oh, you're activist.
And not doing nothing.
Moving.
You don't do nothing. Let's go to something else. I love this nigga, man.
Moving right along.
Sabrina, what else we got, Dream?
Moving right along. Okay, since we on Beyonce. Anyway, since we on Beyonce.
And
so
Beyonce called her.
So all we all know is Beyonce number one on 6 charts.
Shit, it might be like 10.
Probably even more than that. Yeah. Who knows? It's Beyonce we talking about. Anyways, so we're going to go to the next subject. So K. Michelle is doing country music now. Everybody, the blogs think that we're not supporting K. Michelle as black people.
Well, I think on one of the charts, I forgot what the other country girl's name is, but
her name is Turnadell.
Yeah, she's actually number one.
Yeah.
So I think if anything, like Beyonce's emergence into this genre is helping lift everyone. I even think K. Michelle is on a country chart too. She's charted this week.
They're saying we don't support her.
Country for years though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's bringing the awareness to like they should be happy.
Yeah, who should be happy?
The other artists, because the other artists they're getting more listeners now that she's bringing the awareness.
So the reality is that raise the standard.
The reality in everything you have, you're gonna have two types. You're gonna have purists and you're gonna have capitalists. And anything you enter, you got the people that love the game for the game. Yeah. Them niggas that create the NBA that was thrown up and down. It's a beautiful sport, nigga. Compared, they was alive right now to see niggas getting $50 million a year. Like, what the fuck? I didn't start this game for that. Right. You have purists and you have capitalists. Hmm. The purists are gonna always be the first ones there because it's purely in their heart, and the capitalists is gonna wait until it's the right time and come in and make all the money. You just gotta decide which one you wanna be. K. Michelle feels like she sung R&B, so she's just a capitalist. I want to do country. Maybe she loves the music.
She's from Memphis. She's from Tennessee.
Beyonce's from Texas. But my point is this, is that she did what she wanted to do. And K. Michelle, only thing is that, dog, sometimes we got to stop. We got to stop. We got to fucking stop and act like people don't have different amount of currency. Not money. Culture currency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Culture currency. Like, that's why everybody's saying Puff's gone. Y'all don't understand the world.
He's
y'all
not
think,
gone.
Y'all right. think Puff's
Puff is not going. No.
Listen.
This man done came back a thousand
listen,
times.
Listen, when they said Kanye was over, I'm like, you must not understand how much cultural currency this man has.
Mm-hmm. Puff's not going.
When someone owns a piece of people's hearts, for whatever reason, they can always cash that in with something. And the reality is no one has more currency than B.
That's true.
Right.
That's why her record is number one. And maybe K. Michelle was trying to figure out how to go in that world to explore. I mean, I've done country music. Like, listen, man, we got to stop this bullshit. The purists, you need to be happy when the capitalists show up. Because when they show up, that means it's money there.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying, why y'all here? Y'all need to embrace. Oh, they're here now. It's money coming. Money's here.
K. Michelle wasn't upset. It was other people.
That's what I'm saying. I love K. Michelle. That's my baby. I've been on K. Michelle before she was on Love & Hip Hop and that shit. That's
they were
family.
Just saying, like, we ain't got behind her on her country way, but now Beyonce here, you know.
But I will say this. Certain artists have to do more to garner their reason. Beyonce doesn't, y'all.
Beyonce can do anything she wants.
Kanye made a gospel album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then,
it was hard.
Like, and not a nigga and was and was still fucking and doing all wild shit. Yeah. You can't, certain people got so much currency in the community that you can't do nothing to stop them. So.
And that goes even to the conversation earlier. Beyonce was not always in a place where she could come out with a country album.
Yes, no. Thank
Beyonce
you. She had that currency.
Years and years and years of R&B.
What we
wanted from her. And she's just now, 8 or 9 albums in.
Right.
Releasing a country
and
album.
Let me tell you another thing. Beyonce's biggest mistake on her career, honestly, was she didn't have enough currency to do that I Am Sasha Fierce pop album. She didn't have enough currency. And guess what she did? She's a Virgo. She sat back and was like, hold up.
What you mean she didn't have enough currency?
No, that album was considered kind of that album's kind of considered like Beyonce selling out, like
right.
singing songs like Halo and all. Like it was like a black girl from Destiny's Child, Lady Gaga. It was like that. She went over there,
okay,
and niggas didn't go with her,
nope,
because she didn't have the currency she has now. Right. And then she came back with that album,
a nigga album,
and a nigga album, and white people said it was a flop.
Right, they did.
They said it was a flop because it only went like 1.5 million.
Love on top. Okay.
Love on top. Yeah. A party. Fucking. Yeah. Fucking all those records. Yeah. That was the nigga album. That was her saying, oh shit.
I gotta go back to my people.
White people was looking like, what is she doing?
Right.
And then she came and dropped that Beyonce album with the Drunken Love. Ooh. And then she came back on that slut energy. Like she ain't never talked like that. She became nigga. The four album was black.
Yeah.
The Beyonce album was nigga.
Right. And then the Lemonade album was Negro.
Yes.
Atlanta nigga.
It was Negro spiritual time. That was Atlanta nigga.
Yes.
That sound like a t-shirt.
Black. Yeah, but I'm saying, but that's that's dope.
That's great.
And that's what people don't understand. So it wasn't like she was always there. Exactly. She was up, but it wasn't she was always there. But the problem is that she didn't have the currency even back then.
Right.
She got that shit now.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was in the room when she won her motherfucking broke the record for winning her 35th or 36th Grammy, and nigga, I was there. Nigga, that shit was like, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life, nigga. The entire room, because remember, they didn't say her name first.
Right.
Remember, they said, and now we have a record.
Right.
And everybody just stood up like, oh, nigga, you can't stop her, bro. And that's what I would tell Tiffany Red. That's what I would tell anybody out there. You think you have currency because you look like us. Mm-mm. We don't know who the fuck you are.
Right.
I've done so many great things in this business. It wasn't until they knew who I was that I get treated like, man, thank you. Like,
yeah.
I've been doing it forever. You just didn't know.
Right.
But so you got to build that currency.
That's
and
right.
That's what I would tell anybody who's mad at the game. But building that currency means playing the game.
Right.
Mm.
Understanding the next step. And like you said, that was the best thing ever. That Love on Top album 4 was black. That Beyonce was nigga, and that other album of Lemonade was Negro, nigga. And the last album she did, she just took over the fucking world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's country.
Yep.
That's
mad.
Currency. You can't stop her.
They was even mad when she put out the dance record.
Yeah.
They was like, what's Beyonce doing? But then
we all started dancing.
Yeah, everybody just started dancing. Because everybody couldn't get
away
from it.
By the way, guess who else put out a dance record 6 months before her?
Uh-huh.
It didn't hit.
Who?
Drake.
Drake,
didn't hit. Remember, they was like the remember they was like, this just albums for niggas that's getting money overseas. If you ain't ever been overseas, this album ain't for you.
Oh,
nigga,
yeah.
If it's an experiment that didn't went wrong, it's okay, my nigga.
Yeah,
it's okay to have one nigga. Nobody is fucking perfect in their career.
That's true.
And it didn't work when he did it. By the way, what's that record, Sticky? That shit is incredible.
Yeah.
But it didn't work because it wasn't something that he could own. He needed the people to own it.
Right.
Beyonce came back with a disco black album, had motherfuckers showing up in silver. Everybody was dressed.
Everybody
like
was dressed like they was on
the road. It was like, nigga, you if you came in there dressed like this, like, what the fuck are you doing here? You better have on her colors.
I should have an outfit made for
I'm
the concert.
You,
she understood what she did wrong the first time and came back strong. Because she was still popular back then, but she didn't have the hearts like she do.
Yeah.
We didn't see people disrespect her. We didn't see people trying her. Like, and the best part about Beyonce that you got to give her props is, when is the last time any of us heard her talk?
Yeah, like, I ain't heard her talk.
That motherfucker ain't talked since probably, I ain't heard her talk since the Lemonade album.
Right.
Talk.
I'm telling you.
That's she ain't heard her talk since the Lion King. Remember, she was
She was not talking
for
mama.
Coin. Yes. Okay, she's not talking for free.
You are not. She does not talk for free. I want to get there. By the way, I'm trying to build my currency.
Right.
And this last thing I'm gonna say, one thing I'm gonna tell y'all. I remember watching. Wow, this is 1999. I watched Beyonce. She said something on MTV one day. It just stuck with me because I'd never heard a girl say that. She said, "I know exactly how much money I want, and I'm not gonna stop working until I get to that number." I remember just thinking like, that's ill. A girl said that?
Right.
And I was just, and guess
now
what?
Now you nigga? Understand.
That number has probably risen.
Right. And she meant it.
Come on, man.
Did she say the number?
No, she never said it.
Okay.
That's why I respect it.
It ain't no number.
The point I liked about it was that here's a 19-year-old girl telling the world, I have a goal to get to a dollar amount, and I'm never gonna stop until I get there. Nigga, how you don't love her? That's incredible to me. Like, go, motherfucker, go.
And then one last thing I just found out about Beyonce. I watched this, the Uber special on HBO or something. And they wanted Beyonce to perform at one of their events. And Beyonce was like, oh, I'll perform, but not for a fee. I'm going to do it for free. But y'all had to give me stock.
Yeah. Right, right.
And that shit wound up being like worth $400
million. Yeah, like $400 million. So it's like, just to your point of her having a number in her head.
Like, I'm
she's
good.
Like, y'all can't even afford to
I'm
get
good.
Me.
Give me right. what I want. Give me what I want.
To be, I need stock.
Let me ask y'all something. I was watching Netflix the other night. Did you see the documentary, The Greatest Night in Pop?
Of course.
What was your thoughts on that? That shit was crazy.
My thoughts on it was, would it be a... I didn't realize how hard it was to pull that off. Mm-hmm. You know, watching as a kid, they talk about We Are the World.
Yeah.
Right. Watching as a kid, I didn't realize how hard it was.
I'm not that young, right? I know.
No, but he didn't say the song. He said the movie. Right. I know because the movie doesn't say We Are the World documentary. Right. It's like The Greatest Night of Pop. But anyway, what I liked about it was that they was like, American Music Awards, that was a gem for me. Nobody gives a fuck about the American Music Awards now.
Not anymore, right?
But back then, it was like a 80s, big fucking deal.
Yeah.
And they're like, the American Music Awards, everybody's in town. And I remember thinking, are they going to do it the Saturday before?
Nah.
They can't do it the Sunday morning before, because what people don't know about award shows is LA is 3 hours behind. Mm-hmm. So when y'all watching at 8, that's 5 for us.
Right.
So, nigga, we get into the red carpet
at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock in the fucking morning. So you can't do it in the morning. Right. So I'm like, you had all those celebrities leave the show and come to the studio. By the way, that studio is Henson. I've been in that. We made, that's a studio that Red One and Lady Gaga made all of those records for Pussycat Doll. Well, Pussycat, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remember, like, that was the historical part. I'm like, what's this studio? Mm-hmm. It was like, this studio where We Are the World's recreate. I've been in that room 100 times. But the point is that I just didn't realize how hard it was. And here's the other part. Do we think we could pull out a We Are the World now?
That's what I was just going to ask.
No. That's interesting. Well, we probably could.
No. Okay. About 10 years ago, they remade What's Going On. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Usher. And they was like all taking off their blindfolds.
Really different kids from different.
Yeah. But that was still What's Going On.
Right.
We couldn't judge the song.
Yeah.
Mm. If We Are the World comes out right now, now you got Black Twitter. You got motherfucking Instagram, and you can get opinions on if the song is good or not. And it doesn't matter how good the song is, because it was for charity.
Right.
That's why I'm like, I don't know if we could pull off a We Are the World in 2020.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think we do a self-destruction either.
Them motherfuckers be shooting each other at the goddamn video shoot.
You stupid.
Can you imagine that?
No, we got my people from different countries.
I don't even think it's just that.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And it's like, even the culture now is different, because if you have certain people on the record, they're gonna be like, oh, well, why are you working with them? You shouldn't be working with that writer. You shouldn't be working with that artist or that
nigga,
producer.
Timmy Ray gonna be outside saying, who's getting publishing? Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, don't let Chris Brown
let
be on the record.
For publishing.
Yeah, don't let Chris Brown be on the record. Everybody gonna boycott it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't even do it. Yeah. You can't even do charity stuff anymore.
Yeah,
because
somebody outside is gonna have a problem with it. Yep.
With a red wig. Oh, has something to say
activists
about
have man. Fucked the world up.
Whoa.
Activists, no, hear me out.
Trendy activists.
Nah.
Trendy activists.
Nah, okay, let me tell you why.
What's the definition
hear
of
me
trendy
out.
Activists?
Hear me out. Activists are why you have conversations about Black Lives Matter as an activist. Now, mm-hmm. You can't say all lives matter because you're going against. Like, think about that. That's some shit. That was like, why does that matter? Right. Why can't I say all lives matter? Because we don't say that. Mm. Don't say that. And the whole time you found out they was thieves.
Yeah, they were stealing.
The whole time
they
were stealing.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
So I'm like, you can't even.
That's
right. See,
that was fucked up, though.
That's what I mean. Activists, because there is money in activism.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So they scammers.
But that's because those people were not really into the cause, and that's why I say trendy activists. They become activists when it's the cool thing to do.
Okay,
that's not at your heart if you're feeling.
I gotta say something, Troy. Yeah. Old Troy, I gotta say something. When Martin Luther King was marching, he didn't become celebrated until after he died.
Right,
he was a fucking troublemaker in America. That fucking Martin Luther King is coming here. He's fucking shit up. He was a troublemaker. He had to die. But after him, it's been downhill since then.
That's true.
Like, it's like, nigga, everybody, nigga, you find out Al Sharpton working for the FBI.
Yeah, like, what are y'all doing?
So you see what I'm saying? So I feel like, and not only that, active, don't think that these activists, okay, I'm gonna ask y'all a question. Do you think activists are purists or capitalists?
Mm. When you said purists, elaborate.
Meaning they're protesting and doing everything they're doing because they really care. Or do you think that they are chasing the money?
They're chasing the money.
That's why activists have fucked it up.
But I don't know. That just broke my heart.
I'm gonna tell you.
I never looked at it like that.
So I don't want to start no trouble, but I'm gonna tell y'all something.
I really thought activists was good people fighting for us.
I watched these animal pages.
They were chasing the bag.
I watched these animal pages all over Instagram. I love
them.
Yeah,
you tell me.
Where you see the lion just eating the baby boar from the mama, and the mama's crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, one day PETA gonna fucking protest that.
Yeah. Mm.
They gonna protest lions. Kill the lions, they're eating the boars.
Right.
Yeah. Nigga, this is how life has been since the beginning of time.
Right.
And you out here like, so You gonna get the lions for killing chinchillas and getting like, what's it gonna do then?
Right.
Oh, we protect them because they eat. It's like, it don't make sense. It's like,
the lions can eat boars.
It's selective activism. That's the problem.
Yeah. Mm. Selective activism.
Selective activism.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I think that is killing the world because everybody is afraid.
To do anything.
That's why I say it, and I know people hate it, but that's why Trump is that nigga.
Because
he broke the mold.
Gemini
like
shit.
Everybody was out there saying, let me tell you what's wrong with it. Let me tell you how to do America. He came in the room and was like, I'm not talking up here. I'm going to talk right to you. I'm getting rid of the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Like, that's what y'all want to say.
That's what y'all
want to say.
Y'all don't say it, though. Yeah. Y'all be like, the illegals. We know what y'all talking about. You know what you said one day? Yeah. One of my favorite tweets you said.
Oh, Lord. What?
You know what my favorite tweets you said? You said, I hate when people say go vote. because we know who you're talking to and we know who you want us to vote for. Right. Remember that?
Right.
Like, you'll never hear Republicans say go vote.
Right.
That's true.
Only people say go vote are Democrats.
Mm. Get out and vote. Register. Get out and vote.
Nigga, they be on the corner line.
Republicans don't want y'all asses.
Republicans don't give a fuck. They know they voting.
They be hiding y'all damn ballots when y'all
they
go.
They can't, nigga, what?
They stay y'all asses at home. Stay y'all ass over there at them pet rallies. Y'all be crying. Y'all be having crazy. All these people.
They be on the sides.
Y'all asses at home.
Yo, you gotta send me some of these animal pages, man.
Oh no, bro, bro, bro.
Last week it was a lion, a monkey.
No, I love
something.
Them, and the reason why I love them is because, and I would tell everybody to watch those pages because we as humans like to say what's not fair.
Right.
But when you're watching, like dog, it's the clips that they catch. You're watching a fucking baby monkey in the arm. No, literally. No, I'm not. It's not funny. It's not funny. You're watching a baby monkey scared to death. In his mother's arms while his mother's head is in a lion's mouth. And it's like, you know they're going to eat the lion and they're going to eat the baby monkey. And, and as fucked up as that feels,
that is fucked up.
That is what's Circle happening every day. Nigga, I cried when motherfucker Mufasa died, man. Circle of life, nigga. Circle of life, nigga. I was a fucking kid, nigga. I cried when Mufasa died.
Circle of life,
I cried when he died, nigga. And when
Nah.
I was like, you didn't cry when Mufasa died?
The father died.
Whoa.
He's a Queens nigga. He watched it in the room with the gangsters.
That's cow.
He was a kid. Like, I don't want to cry, mama. Nigga, my point is
everybody cried at the line.
Everybody cried.
Not everybody.
You ain't seen that. You saw.
I saw in like what was it, 93, 94? Nah.
So what
I
did
cry.
You do when it happened?
What moves you?
Nothing moved me. I just was watching it.
So you're not moved by anything?
Oh, what moves me in general?
What has made you cry? Has anything ever made you cry?
A movie.
And you really was
not it? Not that I could think of. Let me think for a second.
What?
Wow.
You're heartless.
Big Baisley don't cry.
Big Burgundy.
Big Baisley.
You probably cried during Belly and Belly too.
Yeah, he cried.
Belly too. I'm shocked, dude.
I know
you cried when Tupac died.
I think I might have shed a tear seeing Tupac and Juice go off the ledge.
Yes. With Tupac, that and Juice.
Tupac and Juice? He was a bad guy.
He was a bad guy.
This nigga want to be somebody
different. Cry when a fat nigga died.
This nigga want to be different so bad.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cried with Tupac? Right. I was crying when they said, you got the juice now.
Right.
Yeah. That was a winning moment. I cried when
the fat boy
Bishop
died.
Was trying to kill everybody. He killed his best friends.
Yeah, that's when I cried.
It was kind of sad.
This nigga cried during Next Friday and Friday at the next. For what?
What scene? Let's be clear. Let's be clear.
Nigga, you literally don't matter what scene. You just said you cried at Juice.
It went Tupac died.
You cried when Devo went to jail.
Tupac died, period. You were better off saying that. Not in Juice, though.
I don't know, man.
But not
but I definitely didn't cry from No Lion King.
What makes you
Maybe
cry,
Bambi,
though?
But I was like
Something
three.
Something makes you cry.
I was three.
I was three. You knew what the fuck he was watching when you was three.
Bambi?
Every three-year-old that knows what they're watching.
I'll give you Bambi.
As a child, you're watching, they gave you 30 minutes of this great father to his child, giving every lesson, and you watch him get killed by his own brother. And Scarface. Then say, kill my nephew too. And you ain't feel nothing.
Let me tell you,
shit like that.
Don't do it.
You didn't cry in The Lion King.
Makes sense
because
now.
The father got killed. You cried in Bambi because the mother got killed.
So possibly.
So there's two
I don't remember,
feelings.
But I remember
there's
two
that. Different emotions.
I do know a movie. I do know another movie. Serafina.
I never seen.
You remember Serafina?
Hell no. You know, okay, I'll tell you, last movie made me cry. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It was like, Nigga, I was like, shit. And I looked around, the whole theater was like that. I was like, I feel better. A Star Is Born.
Really?
Nigga, when that nigga hung himself, and then it ended with him singing the lyrics to her.
Yeah.
And you just saw him dead. It was like, nigga, you can't, I can't watch that scene.
I know, I never saw that. I gotta watch,
Nigga, listen, nigga, I'll be honest with you. If that doesn't make you feel something, nigga, you shouldn't have kids. Don't you know? Just make sure your wife.
Well, maybe
this
it's because
just,
he don't have kids.
Doing.
That's why he's so like.
This just something
that.
We doing. This just something we doing, baby.
Mr. Planned Parenthood
this
over
shit
here.
Goes, baby, I'm out, baby. I don't give a fuck, baby. I'm from
well,
Big Baisley.
Maybe
Bay,
it's
baby.
Because
don't
he
cry.
Don't have kids. Maybe that's why he doesn't feel like that because he doesn't have kids.
I'll tell you some real
so
shit
you don't
as a
know
brother.
That feeling.
I want you to say that. I'm gonna tell you as a brother. You should really embrace your emotionally vulnerable side, because that's where power comes from. Everything that I am comes from me asking myself, why did that hurt me? Why did that make me happy? Why don't I like that? Asking myself. Yeah. Then it's like, damn, I know, like, look what a winner. Look what he did. Father died on this movie. Mother died on that. That's him trying to figure out the correlation. That's him trying to figure out, what is the missing emotion? You just over there like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm basically, nigga.
Please, nigga, get the money.
You got it.
I'm not saying I've never been emotional about things. I just didn't cry.
A tear that come down your eye.
Hold on.
I'll ask you one question. We got to get some clearance. The clarity. Do you feel like a tear coming down your eye is crying?
No.
So crying, you like,
yeah. If you like boohoo,
I didn't do that for that movie.
I don't really feel like.
So what's that?
Like honestly, like okay, real talk. A tear came from my eye when I saw you in Tehran go on stage.
Aww.
Real talk.
By the way,
no. Real
talk.
By the way,
when we went backstage, me and that nigga cried together. Called my mom on FaceTime. Called his mom, and we was crying because. Right. That's my point.
I felt emotion because I can, as someone who aspired to be in the music business and the success that you guys had, I can just only imagine how that felt. And I, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, we was all trying to help, like trying to figure out this nigga gonna win. So for me, it was like, damn, like I'm kind of like a part of a story of a winning story.
Now you are part of the story.
And that is,
but you can win
that
more.
That was emotional. That was emotional.
You're winning a lot more if you was emotional. Like, dog, I think a superpower is being emotionally vulnerable. I think emotionally vulnerable people are the people that write the greatest movies, that make the greatest songs, that tell the greatest story, because they are tapped into themselves.
Mm.
And most people are just living. But if you're not emotionally vulnerable, you ain't gonna get nowhere. Yeah. That's just all I'm gonna say to you. So you get in touch with your emotional side.
Yeah,
nigga, I can't hear Dance with My Father without tearing up. I can't hear, because my dad is dead.
Mine's too.
I can't hear A Change Gonna Come by Sam Cooke without picturing Malcolm X, that footage of him about knowing he about to go die.
Yeah.
It's just I'm emotionally intact with myself. That's why I think
it's another song that came out that
made you cry.
Yeah, why am I proving to y'all I'm emotional?
Because
now that you said that, it's a song on Kendrick Lamar's last album called Father Time.
Mm.
But he's you never heard the record? This shit is crazy. But he's rapping about like how his father didn't allow him to be emotional as a child. Mm. Like he was like, you know, we playing basketball and you scuff your knee, get up, like don't cry, like to be tough, because that's kind of like just how I was brought up. Like,
tough
to
love.
Just like, low, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, pick your head up and keep it moving.
We all are, but you still have emotions, though, because I was raised off tough love. Yeah.
Tears are something you can't stop. When they come in, they're coming. But you can't stop it, my nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't.
That's tough love. We was raised off of that, too, but we still have tears, Jack. So what's going on?
When I went to jail, I didn't cry. I just, like, figure, like, you got to keep it moving.
I'm going to boo.
Nah, I couldn't.
Falling out and up.
Oh, I'm done.
I couldn't.
Somebody call my mama. Oh, no. Get me out of here. I'm done. Call Ray. You gotta bail me out. I'm not staying in this bitch. Oh, I am going ham. Do you hear me?
And he stayed there for a long period of time.
How long you was in jail? If you don't mind.
Go.
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Oh no, baby. Just cry me a river.
This is crazy.
There, every day would have been like, let this nigga out. We are tired of him crying. Let him free time or start. You're right about that. Yeah. Would I have snitched? Hold on, wait. You asking me what I have snitched?
I think he would
have.
To get out.
I'm going to tell you, Troy, listen.
No, I would not have snitched, Your
listen,
Honor.
I'm going to tell you right now. We committed crime together. I'm telling them where you at.
Are you telling? Damn.
No. Nigga, if you my best friend, if you my nigga, first of all, I ain't doing crime with a nigga I don't know.
Right.
Nigga, I got to trust you.
Right.
And nigga, we did this together, so we need to motherfucking do the time together.
Whoa.
Bro, they said that they're going to give me 5 years if I do it by myself, but it's only two if we do it each. Come on.
Well,
they outside the house waiting on you. I'm at the studio. I gave them that address too, man. Just give up. Just give it up.
This is going to be a time share.
That's what I'm saying.
You understand what I'm saying? We're supposed to share this time. You pack your bag.
But here's the thing, though. I'm not doing no crime. And I'll tell you, let me tell you something. I had handcuffs on one time in my life. I just picked my little cousin up from the train station. You know him. And the police was following me for like fucking 20 minutes in Atlanta. And nigga, I'm surrounded by cars. Like, you know how you realize a car? I'm like, this car been on my ass for a minute. Yeah. What he was doing, he was waiting for backup. Because they thought they get out. So nigga, they pull me over and Eric got their guns drawn. Nigga, I'm already kind of like, what? So I look at my cousin, I'm like, what the fuck you do? He said, nothing, cuz. And I was like, all right, get out. So I get out. I'm like, don't shoot me. I ain't did nothing. I lay on the floor. It's freezing cold. They put us in handcuffs. My cousin, who I just picked up, said, hey, cuz, man, I got an ounce in that car, man. It's an ounce in that car. So I was like, you want to tell him or you want me to tell him?
And
guess what? He did 10 months in jail behind that. And he told them it was his, and they locked him up, and he did 10 months behind that. But the reality is I'm a motherfucking civilian. And my issue with this world is that gangsters want civilians to follow gangster rules
that gangsters
don't even follow when their life is on the line.
Nope. Some don't.
No. That's my point. Yeah. I ain't saying all gangsters, but I'm saying you can't make a civilian when you can't even make everybody with you.
I don't talk about gangsters. They not about to come get me.
Yeah.
Look,
I'm a civilian.
Next question. I ain't talking about gangsters. This is,
all right. Okay, so this has been something that's been trending on the internet.
Last question. What is this? Go ahead.
This is the last question? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. Okay. So
Hold on, do this and then Godfather, then we done. Okay, because we got a Godfather question.
Yeah, I got a Godfather question.
Last question then.
I'll say, will independent labels make a come up since people are being laid off from music labels?
I think labels are going to disappear.
Yeah, I think in the music industry and I lost my job and I didn't have everything else that I have going on outside of it, I would tell them there are 51,970 songs, 970,000 songs coming out every year, mm-hmm. and those people need help with people like you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just do the job that you normally did, but do it for the independents. Mm. So. And you have way more freedom. It's a headache, but it's yours compared to nobody can take it from you.
Right.
That's why I love doing this so much. This is mine.
Yeah.
And now people in the music industry is like, oh my God, Ray was right the whole time. Okay. I mean, I wasn't worried about that. I knew I was right. And
yeah.
I know how it feels to have that check snatched from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how it feels to walk away from the check too. I walked away first. When that shit gets snatched from you, nigga, and it's not even the check you care about. It's the people that saw you as important now. Treating you like, well, you ain't here no more from home.
No,
like, talking to them now. They didn't even know you no more. Yeah. Like, it's like, damn, well, I thought we were really friends. Day, yeah. Like, I thought we were friends. Yeah. We were talking every day, and now all of a sudden we don't talk no more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some people are doing their jobs. If you're a person in the music industry and you lost your job, man, just go out here and motherfucking hustle for you and your last name. And I promise you it's much better. Because what nobody's talking about is that Universal is always the number one market share.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been in the music business, Universal is number one. Sony is number two.
Mm-hmm.
No, Sony's number two. Warner's number three. Yep. Nigga, you know who's number one now? Every independent label. Mm. The independent sector is now bigger than Universal. Think about that.
Mm.
Universal made $13 billion last year. Mm. That means there's $13 billion out there that's being made by indies. Why are we talking about Beyonce and all these other? That's what I don't get, bro. Like, nigga, if dog, let me tell you something. If I was a songwriter, this is what I would do. I would write songs and I would release it on artists that I liked and I would release it together. So it'd be Chad and Ray. It'd be Dream and Ray. That's the only way you get my songs.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, get the credit.
I'm gonna get the fanfare, number one, but number two, more importantly, I'm gonna get half of the master.
Mm. That makes sense.
So now I'm getting all my publishing and I get half of the master. And the master pays 6-1 to publishing. So the song goes platinum. On the master side, you make on the master side, I think you make 90,000. If a song goes platinum on the publishing side, you make 90,000. I mean, if I wrote a song that went platinum, I make 90K. If I wrote and produced the song, I'd be 100%. You know how much you get from the master? 540,000.
Mm. I'll take it.
That is why people, that is another reason. 50%? No, 90. No, no, you're missing it. 6-1. The master pays out 6 to 1. Yeah,
Nine times six is 54.
So it's 540,000 that you make from a platinum song if you own the master. So the labels are making 540,000 every time a record goes platinum.
Right. Yeah.
That's not including all the sinks and the other shit that goes around the song that you make money from. Right. They getting paid. That's what I would tell. That's why I'm like, nigga, if you are independent right now, you want to work in Toronto, you want a song, it is going to be you and us.
Right.
Is that motherfucker simple? Yeah, you better have motion. Because if you don't have no motion, it's going to be us and then you. Because we have the
right.
sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I would say. So I just think that independent, dog, this shit right now, this business, you have to be creative. Speaking of being creative, that's why I like Troy. I just got to put you on the spot real quick. Troy, I met Troy. I didn't even know what you was doing. You was,
I was an intern.
You was an intern when I met you? Okay. Troy has never in his life, at one point in time, his best friend was Tamar Braxton, right? One point in time, right, Troy? His best friend was Tamar. Troy, by the way, Tiffany Red, if you watch this whole episode, this is the most important part you need to pay attention to, because this is who Troy is. Troy is friends with his homegirl. That's his friend. She wants to go, she has a 10-year reunion for her Love and War album or project, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Troy calls everybody he knows in the business to say, Tamar, 10-year anniversary tour. What did everybody say, Troy?
Nobody was interested.
Okay, cool. Okay, Tiffany Red, this is why I want you to pay attention. Troy, what do you then do for your friend?
What I tell her is initially, I'm like, yo, because, you know, she's like, nobody wants to work with me. Nobody wants to do it. I'm like, friend, as your friend, I'll get you one show. Let's just do one big Love and War.
And you put the whole thing together.
Well, it was just going to be one concert at first. It was just supposed to be one just so she could say she had it. It got that show. We were going to do it in D.C., and then,
why D.C.?
That's where we're from. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's from the Maryland area.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
so we're going to do it there. And then once I did that, I was like, well, let's just see if we could really make this a thing. So I then individually called venues in Atlanta and New York and Dallas, L.A., San Francisco, New Orleans. And before we knew it, this thing that was only supposed to be one celebratory show ended up being a whole tour that was planned on the business end 100% by me.
And you could have easily went on the internet and said, these promoters are racist. They don't want to support Tamar. Yeah. Nobody wants to do her show. And everybody would have been like, well, why don't you do it?
Exactly.
And you did.
And I did it.
Instead of that, was a fucking success.
Right.
Yeah. How many dates did y'all do?
We ended up doing like 13 dates. Wow. Selling out.
And you've never did that in your life.
I've never planned a tour.
Incredible.
Before.
No excuses. And then the drama happened. Are you okay?
The drama.
Was that the last show?
No, that wasn't. It was going to be the last show, but we ended up adding more. That was the show. It should have been.
Where was it?
L.A.
Can you tell me what happened? I'm your boy. I just want to know what happened. I know you talk. As my man, I just want to know. I don't know the story. Yeah, I want to know too.
You want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Child, Krishan came in and showed her ass like she always do. No, so, you know, Krishan was invited as a special guest of the Love and War lady. And
yeah, you can't even say her name no more.
That's their shit. That's their shit.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. You know. They'll fix it when it's time.
Will we?
Can I tell you why? Love is love. Love is love. And sometimes love is convoluted when problems come around and you forget that you love the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after time goes on and you start realizing when that joking partner, that partner that you just called to say, motherfucker, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you're like, man, what the fuck am I holding on to? Because if something happened to you or something happened to her, you will both be at each other's funeral.
Yeah,
so I tell everybody this. I'll just tell you, this is my brother. I tell this to anybody who will listen. If the person that you beefing with or don't like with dies and you pay their respect, do yourself a favor. And you don't have to be friends with them. Just, yo, man, it's over. Cool. Shake hands. Hug it out. We never have to talk again. But it's weird walking into that funeral and everybody looking like, what are you doing? It's like sometimes it's like, by the way, I know you, and I know how negative. Those phone calls, I know for a fact, Troy, you was not thinking one time about how to make money.
No, you
never thought one time, I'm gonna get money from this.
Mm-hmm.
It was only for someone that you loved.
Right.
So because of that, love doesn't die unless it's fake.
True. Mm.
Love doesn't go away unless it's fake. Like it's a friend that we know. You know who I'm talking about, girl, who loved me.
Right.
until I wasn't what she wanted her to be, and now she hates me and tells everybody I'm a terrible person.
You know, she hates me now, too.
You said a name. This nigga said a name.
No, I didn't say her name.
Oh, I thought she said, okay, no, never mind. No, I didn't say a name.
Objection, Your Honor. I did not say nobody's
okay,
name.
Okay, cool. Let's keep going. No. Let's keep going. No. She don't like you either.
So what happened?
No, she don't like me neither.
Why she don't like you?
The same reason. When I became a person, she could no longer
bully
her narrative and what she wanted. You know, like you said, she...
Nigga, and like my thing is, and here's the thing, as fucked up as shit as she did to me, I still love her. Because I loved her from, I never stopped loving her. I just didn't want to be what she wanted me to be anymore.
Right.
But if you hate me because you don't want to be what I want you to be no more, then you didn't love me, my nigga. That wasn't love. And I know you love her. I know it's, by the way, and hate and love are a very thin line that separate them. Mm-hmm. And it's way easier to hate somebody that you love than it is to hate somebody that you don't know.
That's right. True. Mm.
Right.
You people, like, so my thing to you is that, I don't want you to finish the story, but I'm telling you, just do me a favor and don't shun it. Now, because today is 2024, March 2024, and technically, nigga, we might be in 2029, and you a star, by the way, so you gonna go to the light, and it might be like, you know what, tell her come around, cool.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that serious.
Just ain't that serious, right. Bro, your problem is, the reason why you are that mad is because I didn't want nothing but see my friend happy.
Right.
And when my friend was time for her to support me, she didn't support me.
Right.
Motherfucker, how does that happen? Mm. But you probably wasn't the dynamic of the relationship. Your character was supposed to support her character.
Yeah.
It wasn't the other way around.
Right.
So once you felt like, well, it's time to support my character, mm-hmm. and they don't,
mm-hmm.
nigga, guess what? By the way, it was her loss.
Right.
Because you a fucking sure. star. And nigga, you are a star. And I know you gonna pop off. And nigga, the fact that you're a promoter too, nigga, the fact that you put a 13-city tour together. Mm. Nigga, I've been in the music business 19 years and I don't even know where to fucking start.
Right.
Mm.
And you did it because you love somebody.
Right.
Nigga, y'all gonna be cool one day. It might be gray beard when this happens. I said it's gonna be black beard.
Okay, let's get into the backstage.
It's gonna be black beard, Troy.
Backstage.
No, but what happened now? Yeah, when you finish this tour?
So we're having backstage. So I'm eager.
So yeah, Krishan was invited as a special guest. I still don't know. To do what? I didn't know she really made real music. Like,
yeah, she does.
I thought it was just like Instagram music. Oh. You know, like, I didn't know that.
Love this nigga.
You know, like.
What is Instagram music?
Yeah.
Music this that you Instagram. Just see on Instagram. Oh. Like, now that you go and, like, perform it and stuff. I didn't know it was a real thing. But, yes. Yeah, so she came as a special guest. And apparently there was some confusion about her performing her music. She didn't end up performing, got upset backstage, and one of Tamar's, I call them backup singer interns.
Mm, backup singers, okay.
was trying to tell her, try to tell Krishan, like, yo, you weren't in position when you were supposed to be, whatever.
This is after the show.
This is after the show.
Okay.
Because she ended up not performing at all.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't where you're supposed to be, yada, 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 something happened. I was not in the actual room when it happened. But I went into the room directly afterwards, and because he was trying to tell Krishan what she was, where she was, and where she wasn't, she decked him in his face. Ooh. Twice.
She snuffed
twice,
him. Like twice. Yeah, she had on like a handful of rings and
chipped
his tooth. And,
that kind of hurts.
You know, his nose was bleeding and all this other stuff, and then you know she just left afterwards. She literally just. Popped his ass and left.
Like, everybody knows Krishan. That's what Krishan does.
Or some pox shit.
That's what she do.
We call that a two-piece and a biscuit.
Two-piece and a biscuit, I'm out of there.
What?
Why is she going to stick around?
She sure did it. And so, like, because, you know, me, I felt very attached to this tour because I spent a lot of time and energy putting it together, although people are trying to act like I didn't now because they're mad, but okay. I was pissed because I felt like that put a stain on that night and on the celebration. So I did the Tiffany Red and took my ass on Instagram.
Ooh.
And
she's a verb now. She's a verb now. Don't make me do a Tiffany Red on your ass. Don't make me Tiffany Red, you nigga.
Put your wig on.
That's legendary.
And I'm going ham.
Put the wig on.
So I went on Instagram and I told everybody what happened. At the show, and you know, Little Miss Love and War was not happy that I did that. She was like, oh, take it down. And I was like, no. And she was like, take it down. I said, no. And then take it down. I said, no. And then I blocked her. So
what?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it happened. Okay.
Yeah, so then I blocked her. And then there was just like a bunch of commotion after that behind me going public with it, because I guess they wanted to
keep it under wraps.
Right, but at the end of the day, why would you keep under the wraps that somebody that is part of your team was assaulted by an outside stranger?
Right.
I don't understand why you would want to keep that quiet and not call that person out.
She was scared.
That's because
scared
that's,
of what?
For her reputation, maybe.
No. That you know what that is to me? To me, that reads she doesn't believe her celebrity was strong enough to shut, because you got to believe in yourself enough to say, like, you know, so I'm almost like, I can't afford no enemies right now.
Right.
I can't, so I'm sorry. I'm trying to come back. I can't afford no enemies.
I understand that, but the thing about her is everybody knows she gets to clicking and clacking on Instagram she sure any do. Other time.
Yeah.
She is definitely.
She just backs you up. You got that right. She does. Dream with it. Dream just back. She became your sister real quick. Yeah. She so damn do.
She do, though. She do. She's a real feisty one. She's definitely the feistiest one. She's a feisty Braxton.
Dumbfounded to me. It's like. No, we say we know what we're talking about.
Tamar?
No, stay with it.
Relax. He's off. Get off my body.
A whole different subject. We're not. You're about to get us in trouble, Mr. Executive Producer. You might executive produce correctly. You about to get everybody cease and
desist. Oh shit.
But no, to that point, that's what I didn't understand. Why it was a problem that I said something on the internet when she do the same thing?
Right.
Because in her mind, I can do that.
And that was my issue.
And like I said, it goes back to the problem that a lot of celebrities, and she's kind of an older school celebrity, right? Like,
not
so old. No, older school, meaning she's been famous for longer than this time. Like, you know, like Love and War came out 11 years ago.
Yeah.
But not only that, nigga, she's been a Braxton and her husband, they was on a TV show. Mm-hmm. Like, she's been around it. So she's been around it. So from the world she comes from, you're there to support me. And when you don't support her and you look to her to support you.
Well, I support her in the way that she wants.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But then what needs to happen is that she needs to realize that you are more than just a hanger-on.
Right.
You are a friend who was willing to do anything they took to help her.
Right.
That's more valuable than any fucking celebrity out here, facts. Any of that shit. Right. And sometimes you got to go through it to realize. I promise you. Like, what's Troy?
People don't value friendships no more.
You got to remember that. Like, you just need to just call. Like, what's Troy? I need Troy. Like,
right.
Sometimes it happens, and you know, and when it will, you're going to get that phone call. And by the way,
I'm not. She blocked.
She going to unblock her from a private star 67 and call you. Shit.
People still use star 67.
She call you from another number, my nigga. Okay, well. She call you from her phone, her homegirl phone.
Call you from her other line.
The crazy thing is I block everybody. I blocked her. I blocked Vince. I blocked everybody.
You're annoying. Together no more.
I know, but still, just in case.
He blocked the whole squad.
Nobody got
the baby,
everybody.
The sister, the cousin, the grandma. He blocked the grandma.
He said, who you blocking? He said, me. And you, your mama, and your cousin too. Nigga, all y'all. I blocked myself, baby. No. I can't even call myself.
Okay, no, everybody.
What you think I'm gonna do to you?
What we gotta talk about? Y'all talked about it on y'all YouTube, and I guess because she's a YouTube star now, because that's what she does. Y'all talk about me on YouTube and Instagram and everything. So
is he pressing charges on Krishan for that?
Krishan is on the run.
Ooh.
Krishan is on the run.
Like,
right?
From that incident?
She's on the run in Oklahoma.
For selling drugs.
Maryland.
This
and
nigga
California.
Said Oklahoma. What are you talking about?
She got a drug charge in Oklahoma.
She took some car on his Bentley or whatever.
Are you talking about Blue Face?
That shit out there. She dipped off with his joint.
She got Oklahoma from California to Oklahoma?
Can I tell you something?
Oklahoma, California. And Maryland, she is wanted. And she got on Instagram and said she's not turning herself in.
And I promise y'all this is random.
But
I promise y'all.
I'm here for
this. This is going to be so random that we can change up this. her sex is probably in fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Because crazy bitches have the best.
That's true.
You see? Look at Chad Challenger. You damn right. Am I wrong?
They better get out the wall.
If she's that crazy.
Because she have you thinking like after like, damn that bitch. Like, how does that? Like,
well, they better get it.
Is she a Scorpio? Somebody look up her birthday.
No.
Scorpios want to claim her. Is she a Scorpio?
I think she like a Pisces.
So I said she good at sex.
I think she's a Pisces.
She a Scorpio.
No, baby.
She a Pisces. She a Pisces. Cool. Krishan.
How you know?
I don't know what she
How
is.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because March 14th.
Spicy. Because crazy bitches know crazy bitches.
Oh. Okay, Michelle say Scooch on. Oh, no, baby. That's, I don't date women. I don't have for no crazy lady. No. No,
hold on, don't do us because I don't see some crazy man too on your side.
You.
I'm one of them.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers fight more than us.
No, but let me tell you one thing gay men do. They get to the fucking money.
Oh, for sure. And you know they can dress.
Do you know how to get to the money?
They be dressed like a motherfucker.
Can I tell you why they get to so much money? Cause they don't have pussy that they gotta still make money to chase. Niggas get money.
Tell me I'm wrong. That is a common misconception.
No, but they call that.
Hold on.
You chased a nigga or had a nigga chase you.
Hold on.
They call that spot they pussy.
It's expensive. Imagine.
Wow.
You gotta buy size 12 shoes and shit.
Thank you. Imagine dating a nigga that thinks he's Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
You gotta treat him like a bad bitch.
You gotta buy 12 shoes.
You date a woman, you can buy the kids' jackets. This nigga wears size 13 like me. I gotta pay $200 for a gift.
I'm telling you.
And then we can't sleep in no
And then I don't act like you don't know what this is, because you know what this is.
Hold on. But hold on. I gotta ask you. I'm just curious. I gotta know. I want to understand this. So you mean to tell me there are men from the LGBT community that you can say it, not me. They right. men from that community that want to be treated like bad bitches.
Yes, absolutely. Of course.
I swear to God, I didn't know that.
They a man. You think they want to look like bitches and be treated like men?
No, that's different. That's different.
No, that's not.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about.
He's talking about the regular boys.
Like Troy. Like me and Troy walk down
you
the street.
Top
nobody would assume that Troy is gay. He doesn't. Right. So I'm saying like.
But when I have a man, he better treat me like a bad bitch. You got to.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
What do you want, Troy?
I want everything.
Okay. So right. It's a top and a bottom. And usually what is it? The top is the girl.
By the way, Troy, that's the first time it came out.
What?
I saw it.
Yes, I don't care. I want to be treated good.
I want to be treated
good.
You sound like one of my chicks.
But hold on.
One of my chicks that just got tricked.
Everybody, straight niggas feel that way too.
I want to be treated like a bad bitch.
Yes, y'all do.
Can I be honest with you? Troy, listen to me.
Especially Troy, listen to me.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm with you, bro.
Especially
I'm telling you. Jen is sitting right there. She would tell you, I hate when you make a big deal of me.
Don't put Jen in it.
Right there, though. Am I wrong?
I hate when you
make a big deal of me. It's like, I hate that because to me, it doesn't feel manly. Mm. Like, look at the, I feel like I was supposed to be born in the 70s. I feel like I should have a James Evans hair.
Right, you're one of the few.
Yeah. Because the way I think, because I'm
driving
like,
a bus.
A man is a man, and when he is a man, he should not want the same thing his women want.
So you don't like gifts?
He has different hormones.
You don't like gifts?
I like head. That's my gift.
That's a gift.
Oh.
That's not a gift.
That is a gift.
That is not a gift. If she thinks
and
that's a gift.
And pussy is too. You got me fucked up.
No, my point is this. Is that my point is this. My five love languages, touch, and what's the other one? What's touch and.
Acts of service.
Acts of services is, no, it's touch and quality time. Mm. Nigga, spend a Saturday with me, getting high, watching something funny.
Oh, nigga.
I'm obsessed. You can get
like
a car.
Bad bitch.
You get a car.
You get a free ride like a bad bitch. Don't you?
Y'all is so mad.
By God, by the question, I want to talk no more.
I can't.
You got me, nigga. You got me, nigga. Switch up.
That's how he would have done. That's how he be doing me. That's how he be doing me.
This nigga got me so motherfucking. I'm a sucker for a foot rub, nigga. I'm hitting the foot rub, nigga. You get whatever you want.
Okay, so we got a Godfather question. Y'all ready for
the? I hate this nigga. I hate you, nigga. I don't want my feet rubbed ever again. It will never happen.
Don't buy me nothing.
Don't buy me shit. Nothing. I don't want to be a bad bitch. Can't turn into a bad bitch activity. That's it. What's the last one?
Okay, I got to go. Father question for y'all. So a father got on Twitter and he had posted, my daughter will never be on birth control. Horrendous drugs that were always linked to depression, suicide, cancer, blood clot-driven heart attacks, etc. Parents, give your daughters the education that we never received in our propagandized classrooms.
What do you say? I don't need to tell
my. So what's the question? Like,
I'm lost.
So basically, he doesn't want to put his daughter on birth control. He don't think it's right for people to put their daughters on birth control.
So he got
to
be ready for
at
to have
a young
a kid.
Age.
What I is think- he saying?
When she should stay
okay,
in
he's saying that have birth control has too many side effects.
Well, I mean,
birth control has too many side effects, and you shouldn't put your child, your daughter, on birth control.
Well, don't you think it's more important to teach her the discernment of what to do than the drug? Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Nah. Let me tell you something. A trick. I learned this.
Oh,
I learned it. You stupid. I learned this. You said a trick. No. What did you thought I said? What did you thought I said?
You called my daughter a trick. You're like a trick.
No. I was saying that.
This
thing's crazy.
I was saying that white people, the one thing that we got to give them is that as soon as they sense their daughter's having sex, she's on birth. They don't even have to confirm it. That's why you don't see a lot of baby mamas in that community, because they like, you going to take birth control until you get married. And to me, I think that if we adopted that as a community, I think it would change the trajectory of us, because, you know, the only thing that really be holding us back, like, niggas be good people. Just once them kids come, you 21 with a kid, nigga, you don't even know. 21 with a kid, imagine.
But they're
that.
Saying that birth control has side effects: depression, suicide, cancer, blood clots.
That's everything.
That's everything.
You can't breathe.
So
the
he's
air.
Saying basically,
you can't drink the water. You can't eat the food.
You can't wine.
Drink
wine.
So she need to stay in the house.
She need to stay in the house. Can't have a cocktail. Nothing. Like,
yeah, because shit is
going to
happen.
Yeah.
She needs to practice safe sex. Okay.
Yeah, listen.
No glove, no love.
I hear you on that.
Period.
Hear me out, real quick.
Use a condom.
Hold on.
Stop being a hot toddy.
No glove, no love. That means
that was the motto back in the 90s.
Every time you go in the rain in the shower, make sure you have a rain jacket on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you were saying the opposite. Wait a minute, man. Okay. You're supposed to.
You don't remember Biggie said I used to get feels in a bitch, now I put shields on a dick?
I was listening to Ashanti growing up. Okay. I don't.
Me too. I lost my virginity to Ashanti, baby. I was
on pop music and all that. I know Always On Time. I know Ja Rule.
You sing happy.
Why you fill me with so much joy?
Whoa.
That is my song.
Yo,
what you mean?
So let me ask you a quick question. So when you first heard that song, when you was listening?
Yes.
Was you singing boy? Was you singing girl
no,
at that point?
Singing,
and then you changed it.
I was singing girl because I was trying to act like I was straight when I was.
Oh my God.
So like I changed all the words.
Did you have a girlfriend too?
It was my girl.
You remember our conversation?
Which one?
You remember?
Which one?
I gotta ask, because I had a gay cousin. He had a girlfriend first, so then
I
he was like,
Detroit,
he realized that's not what he wanted.
2012.
Oh.
Remember that shit? That was an hour argument we had. You remember that shit? We never talked about it.
Well, I was trying to talk like I wasn't gay.
No. I said, Detroit, this is why I don't assume anymore. So I have a meeting with Troy. I'm like, Davon was like, yo, bro. Troy is that nigga. We got to get him, like, put him on a podcast. Like, I've been telling him since 2011 he's a star.
Right.
Because he's funny as fuck, right?
Yeah.
And everybody react, everywhere he go, he gets that. So I'm like, bro, I feel like you could be like the black Paris Hilton, but you better. And he's like, I'm not gay. I was like,
you know,
yes, you are. Remember that shit? I was like, yes, you are. He said, no, I'm not. So I looked at old girl who don't like neither one of us. And I was like, because I looked at her, I was like, and she was like, I don't know. I said, so you're not gay? He was like, no, man. I was like, okay, when you ready?
When you ready to be gay?
We're going to do it. We're going to put the show together. But you got to be ready. And he was like, I remember I saw him like slow down. I was like, he going to be the shit, because it's emotional vulnerability. It's being emotionally vulnerable, like not being this afraid to say, this is who I am. And as soon as he got there, I was like, oh, this nigga's out of here.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like the most confused. We was literally had the fucking champagne there to toast to Troy working with us.
To Troy being gay.
No. And he was like, I'm not gay. And then when the meeting was over, they was like, what you want to do? I said, he's gay. I know he is. I was like, until he's ready, I don't know what to do. Because my whole plan was, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you're going to do that. He's like, I'm not that nigga. So, by the way, I never brought it up because it's one of them things where it was like, it's not funny to me. It's like, that's my little bro. I'm just trying to show him, like, bro, if you do these, and he wasn't ready. So I was like, cool. So seeing him get ready, I was like, this nigga about to, nigga, you about to, I'm telling you, bro, you a comedian, you all that shit, bro. You just gotta do it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my nigga, you the best, bro. And I'm telling that shit, if you don't do it, I'm gonna be pissed at you. I said, Aaron, we're gonna figure out how to help.
If you paying attention this time, you know, talking about, oh, you just said the name. Ain't nobody say no name.
Right. That's how
he said Tamar Braxton. No, Braxton.
And we all
cut the camera. He said Braxton.
He finally started paying attention. That's why. He just loved all his attention. All right,
so listen, man. I ain't gonna lie. This is the funniest culture report I've ever done. Troy, I don't give a fuck when you in town. You have to come, bro. You so funny, bro. You so, because the thing that make you funny is that you understand the music business, but you still got that smart ass shit. So it's like a nigga can't beat you
because
you do know about it. So a nigga be like, you ain't listen to Biggie? Now listen to shit. You like me? I just shot, this sung it. Nah, nigga, that's who I am, nigga. You can't fucking try to get me. I ain't listen to Biggie. But yeah, unless that
it's a sample.
Unless the Ashanti sample, One More Chance sample, then you listen to his verse. Look at the nigga, look at you like foolish nigga.
I don't know why you're treating that shit. Oh, shit. You said you
love me. Hey, I love this nigga. This is the God Show. Coach Report. Shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to everybody watching. Enjoy this shit. Share this shit. We are out.
Hey, yo.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.